What good is a plane without cockpit dials? Sure, it flies, but how high, how fast, and in which direction? What is its exact position? In rough weather or at night, flying without instruments becomes sketchy, even in good weather, particularly if basic instruments like the fuel gauge are missing. Without knowing how much fuel is left in the tanks, any flight becomes unsafe. Operating an economy is similar. Like a plane, an economy is fueled. The difference is that an economy not only requires kerosene, but also devours coal, food, timber, water, and many other materials our planet provides. How many resources does it take for each breakfast, vacation, or new apartment each person may enjoy? How much nature does a city, a power plant, a nation, or the entire human enterprise use? If we are so utterly dependent on all these resources, how come our economies do not have fuel gauges? In our daily lives, we pretty much know the dollar value of everything. Why? Because our financial budgets are limited. We want to know what we can afford. Like our own financial budget, nature's resource budget is limited too. And the mother of all resources, the most limiting resource is, as we will see, the biological assets, our planet's biocapacity. So how much nature can we afford? And if indeed nature's budget is limited, why don't we measure it? One possible answer is that we did not have a reasonable instrument for measuring our demand on nature. Also, for a long time, no tool was needed, since nature appeared to be immense and endless. It is different today. Now nature's limits have become obvious. Whether it is groundwater depletion, climate change, or decline of the ocean's fish stocks. Good measurement instruments finally exist. With the ecological footprint, we can measure our use of nature. It offers a basic ecological accounting system. While for the economy, money is typically used as the accounting unit, the footprint uses biologically productive surfaces of the earth as its currency. These surfaces harbor the most significant resource on our planet, the capacity of Earth to renew itself. On surface areas, photosynthesis transforms sunlight, water, nutrients into plant matter over and over again. Therefore, every demand of the economy on nature's ability to produce and renew plant matter can be expressed as the corresponding surface area needed to meet this demand. Yield figures tell us how much cropland, a forest, or grazing land provides each year. This is the demand side of the story. We can also measure with ever greater precision what nature supplies, thanks to modern technology. Satellites deliver us up-to-date images of our planet. They show where forests, cities, streets, deserts, lakes, pastures, or grasslands are located. Those satellite pictures can be verified by direct measures in the field. On-the-ground measures track, for instance, how many potatoes or how much wheat is actually grown. At the country level, United Nations statistics provide detailed numbers for most of these resource flows, land areas, yields of the various land types, amounts produced and traded, population size, energy use, and so on.